following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Urena's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. To see the difference Urena makes and beat it right along.
Yeah, I think we laid out enough now.
Yeah, I think so too. Let's do this. All right, boys and girls.
Fuck you!
Sit in your seats.
No, I don't want to
fold
sit down.
Your hands in
I'm
front
not
of you.
Folding
and
shit.
Get ready.
I'm ready.
It's time for a weekend recap.
I hope it's as exciting as last weekend. Fuck you.
Uh-huh.
What are you doing?
So once again, we had a weekend of denial. Bright and sunny Saturday. What does Saturday hold? Nothing. So we went to Trader Joe's. Is that exciting, lovies? It's just like last weekend, isn't it? And you know what's really sad? It's just like next weekend's going to be too. And then we went, you ready? We went to Vaughn's. Yes. And then at night, we didn't do anything. And we went to bed, we woke up, and it was Sunday. And it was Sunday. And we didn't do anything. And this is exciting. I just can't believe, lovies, I can't believe I'm just saying this shit. I'm yawning while I'm saying it. I can only imagine what you're doing while you're listening to it. Lift that soundbite, fat ass.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I just can't believe, lovies, I can't believe I'm just saying this shit.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 688 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 22th of September, 2010. Y'all coming up on today's little show. Y'all don't have any idea what I'm going to talk about, but y'all, regardless, it's got to be more exciting than the weekend recap you just heard. Big Friday! Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, I'm watching the weather rat right now, and it looks as if our high temperatures are going to remain in the 80s all week long, and our lows will be dropping into the middle 60s. Yes, Big Friday. And y'all, autumn starts later on tonight, about 11-something p.m., so y'all... we've still got a mostly last day of summer, although autumn does begin before the bewitching hour. And y'all, that means that Thursday will be the first full day of autumn. Yes, Big Friday, that will be lovely. Y'all, the leaves changing where you are. The changing leaves. Oh, Lord. I don't know what that's called. Is that a song? The Changing Leaves. Y'all, speaking of how common, I had a boss here at the coal mine back in the 80s, which is before most of y'all were born, I'm sure, except for Arthur, who is ancient, y'all. It's just ancient. But anyway, had a boss, and y'all, he would invite different ones over to his house from time to time, and y'all, we'd always have the same meal when we went over there. Always the same meal, y'all. It was marinated flank steak that he got from a butcher shop here in town, y'all, and it was delicious, just delicious. And I don't remember. The other things that went with it, but y'all, there was always the pineapple cheese salad, and y'all, it was as white trash as it comes. You took a can of pineapple chunks, and then you took a block of cheddar cheese, the extra sharp cheddar cheese, and you cubed it up and put it all in a bowl, and y'all, then you opened a small can of the orange juice concentrate, and you poured that in on top of it, and you just mixed it all up, and y'all, it's absolutely delicious. It is absolutely delicious. Y'all, it is a gourmet's dream. And y'all, it is relatively healthy. So if you, perhaps if you're on a diet, you know, you could get some cheese, you know, you could get the low-fat cheese, y'all. And the pineapple, you know, that's a fruit. Yes, yeah, so you're getting your dairy and you're getting your fruit. And then the orange juice, concentrated orange juice, and you don't mix it up, y'all. You just empty that can on there, and it melts, and it forms kind of the gravy. Yes, Big Fatty, orange gravy. That sounds lovely. But, y'all, what I'm getting to on this is that in his house, he and his wife, lovely people, y'all. They had in their kitchen a plastic fork and spoon. And... and y'all, I guess they were. It was probably about 2 feet tall, and it was sort of a maroon color. And it was a plastic fork and spoon. And on the fork there was plastic vegetables, and on the spoon it was plastic fruits. And y'all, I would just go in there and I would look at that and I would just say to their faces, "How common, you know, this is just common white trash. Common white trash would have that on their." On their wall. And, you know, it became a big joke and all, y'all. Well, y'all, one year, Big Fatty goes home for Christmas. And under the Christmas tree is a package that's wrapped in paper that doesn't match any of the other paper under the tree. And it has Big Fatty's name on it. And, y'all, I open it up. And, y'all, it is one of these It is one of these Hickory Farms giant beef stick boxes. And I'm like, "Ooh, Big Fatty, who gave you a beef stick? That looks lovely." And, y'all, I couldn't wait to open it. And I opened it up. Y'all, it was the plastic fork and spoon. And... Y'all, this went back and forth different times. You know, Big Fatty was doing some of his announcing duties, and one year, my boss, he wasn't my boss at the time, but he and his wife were at a sporting event, and I was doing some announcing, and y'all, we were playing Let's Make a Deal during one of the timeouts, and I went up to his wife, and I said, "Now, would you like to have what is in the giant box, or would you like to have what's inside my box of popcorn right here?" And she was like, "Oh, I think I'll have what's in the popcorn." I said, "No, are you sure? Are you sure? Because, you know, that's a big box down there." And, you know, I finally talked into taking the big box. And, y'all, in the big box was the giant – it was the plastic fork and spoon. So this was – it was an inside joke done in front of thousands of people. And, y'all, I don't know where the fork and spoon is right now, but I have a feeling that when Big Fatty does eventually retire – the plastic fork and spoon are going to reemerge, and y'all, that's just common. How common can you get? But y'all, it's just lovely, just lovely. All right, Big Fatty, move forward. Oh, y'all, I have got this last scratch off that we're gonna do today, and y'all, this is the cherry twist. And y'all, I feel lucky about the cherry twist. I can feel it in my bones. Big Fatty, don't get vulgar. Once again, like three like symbols wins the prize. But if you get three cherries, you get triple the prize. So here we go, y'all. 10 games. Here we go. We got a pineapple and a pineapple. Oh my God, y'all! If this is another pineapple, it's gonna be a winner, y'all. And you know it'd be the pineapple cheese salad. Oh, it's a wishbone. And then, y'all, the next one is a strawberry, and then there's, what is that? That's a melon and another strawberry, so we didn't win there. And, y'all, then there's a horseshoe and a horseshoe. Oh, dear gussy. Oh, dear gussy. Oh, dear gussy. Oh, and a seven. And then, y'all, there is a cherry and a clover and another cherry. And, y'all, we've got two grapes now, and the third one is a... Oh, it's a wishbone. Okay, and y'all, then, we've got two coins now. Two coins. Oh, y'all, it's a third coin. I can't believe it. It is another winner, y'all. We are going to get a prize here. If this is a winning card, y'all, there's two diamonds. Y'all, there's three diamonds. This is a double winning card. Oh, my gosh. It's a double winning card. Y'all, I felt it in my bones. I felt it in my bones. And, y'all, then the next one is a cherry and a pineapple and a cherry. Okay. And then we've got a bar and a wishbone and a bar. And then we've got a crown, and another crown. Y'all, we are, it's a triple winning card. I cannot believe it. And y'all, that is it. Y'all, it is a triple winning card. We've got three crowns. We have got three diamonds. And we have got three coins. Y'all, Miss Kathy knows how to choose them. I'm telling you, she is not, no, not a winner, Miss West. But y'all, let's just see what we've won on this. This is exciting. For the three coins, we have won $4. Oh, dear Gussie. And y'all, this card only costs $2. Oh, well, it didn't cost Big Fatty anything. And y'all, then, for the three diamonds, we have won $2. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, we are up to $6. We have tripled the value of the card. And y'all, then, for the three crowns, another $4, dear Gussie. Big Freddy, you have won $10. $10, $15 on one of them, and $10 on the next one. Dear Gussie, Miss Kathy, I'm telling you, you know how to choose the cards. Y'all, this is exciting. It is just exciting, Miss Kathy. I'll have to get those back in the mail to you. So, y'all, that's $25 going back to Miss Kathy. She will recoup all of her cost. Yes, Big Freddy, that's lovely. Oh, I almost vomited. Oh, y'all, that's the whole wheat pasta and the shrimp scampi. Yes, Big Freddy. And y'all, some Italian wedding soup. Yes, that's lovely. Y'all, my mother sent me something. And I think this is most appropriate since the beginning of today's show featured the sea hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
And y'all, my mother sent this to me. And y'all, it is entitled, I'm Older Than Dirt. And you know, you immediately think of the sea hag when you read, I'm Older Than Dirt. And y'all, I'm just going to read it to you. Someone asked the other day, what was your favorite fast food when you were growing up? And they responded, we didn't have fast food when I was growing up. I informed him, all the food was slow. And they said, well, come on, seriously, where did you eat? And I explained it was a place called At Home. Mom cooked every day, and when Dad got home from work, we sat down together at the dining room table, and if I didn't like what she put on my plate, I was allowed to sit there until I did like it. Well, by this time, this kid was just laughing so hard, I was afraid he was going to suffer serious internal damage. So I didn't tell him the part about how I had to have permission to leave the table. But here are some other things I would have told him about my childhood if I'd figured his system could have handled it. Some parents never owned their own house, wore Levi's, set foot on a golf course, traveled out of the country, or had a credit card. My parents never drove me to school. I had a bicycle that weighed probably 50 pounds and only had one speed. Slow. We didn't have a television in our house until I was 19. It was, of course, black and white, and the station went off the air at midnight after playing the national anthem and a poem about God. It came back on the air about 6 a.m. in the morning, and there was usually a locally produced news and farm show on featuring local people. I never had a telephone in my room. The only phone was on a party line. Before you could dial, you had to listen to make sure some people you didn't know weren't already using the line. Pizzas were not delivered to our home, but milk was. All newspapers were delivered by boys, and all boys delivered newspapers. My brother delivered a newspaper 6 days a week. He had to get up at 6 a.m. in the morning every day. movie stars kissed with their mouths shut. At least they did in the movies. There were no movie ratings because all movies were responsibly produced for everyone to enjoy viewing without profanity or violence or most anything offensive. If you grew up in a generation before there was fast food, you may want to share some of these memories with your children or grandchildren. Just don't blame me if they bust out laughing. Growing up isn't what it used to be, is it? Y'all, it is true. And y'all, I will tell you this about the... Now, a lot of that is before my time because, we had a TV... Well, I wasn't 19. It was long before that. But, I mean, I was probably 8 or so before we had a... Well, I don't know. Anyway, I'm not sure. But, y'all, we were one of the first families on the block to have a TV. And we were one of the first families to have a color TV, too, when they came out. But, y'all, I can remember. There wasn't fast food. Y'all, there was a... up the street from the subdivision we lived in, there was a McDonald's, and it had the giant golden arches that you could ride your bike underneath. And there was a Dairy Queen, and that was it. But y'all, Big Fatty loved to go to the Burger King, but it was about a 15-minute drive. And, y'all, the reason I like to go there, because I don't like the ketchup. And the McDonald's always put the ketchup on the hamburger. And I go, no, I don't want that. But at Burger King, you could have it your way. Hold the pickle, hold the lettuce, special orders, don't upset us. All you gotta do is let us make it your... I don't know how that... You're forgetting. The old-timers is kicking in. But, y'all, they had the crinkle-cut potatoes. Y'all, do you remember when Burger King had the crinkle-cut potatoes, y'all, and they would come in the little paper sleeves, and there wasn't any of these super-sized and oversized. And, y'all, we would go, and it was a treat. It was a treat to go out to the Burger King. And be able to have a hamburger made your way, and some of the crinkle cut potatoes, y'all. And y'all, you could dress the burger. They had a little dressing bar there, and you could dress it yourself. And you know that's why Big Fatty loved it, because he didn't have to put that vulgar ketchup on there. Yes, Big Fatty, we understand you don't like ketchup. How common! But anyway, y'all and. And the milk, y'all, I've told you that milk was delivered to our house. Y'all, we had the vegetable man, too, that would drive around and deliver vegetables to the neighborhood. Y'all, I didn't get driven to school. I had to walk. Of course, the school was right across the street, so Big Fatty. And y'all, pizza was not delivered to the home. I can remember my mother... buying the Chef Boyardee pizza kit in a box, and sometimes, and sometimes that would be a Sunday night treat, y'all, but you'd make the pizza crust, and then you'd have to put it in the oven and let it rise, and then you'd put the nasty canned sauce on there, and y'all, she would always cook up some poke sausage to go on it, and y'all, it was just lovely, and today has just been a lovely trip down memory lane, and y'all, how appropriate that there's an old person at the beginning of today's show talking about all these things, because y'all, normally, that old person just likes to sit at the end of the bar and share her stories, but y'all, she's on a diet now. And so for the next week, there's no sitting at the end of the bar. But y'all, soon enough, that will come to an end, won't it?
I just can't believe, Lovies, I can't believe I'm just saying this shit.
That makes two of us, yes!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good, gosh, and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.